Tonight, the television reality show Project Runway will debut its 8th episode of the season, where fashion designers struggle to remain in an elimination competition. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the oldest designer, age 65, is Nancy Volpe Berenger from Philadelphia, and she has survived to this halfway point in the season.
Project Runway works like this. A group of designers are given a concept, like a dress made out of Christmas decorations or clothes inspired by the Broadway show Cats. Contestants then have to very quickly create something for a panel of judges. That breakneck competitive process is not how Nancy Volpe Berenger usually works.
I don't design through sketching. I design by playing with fabric and seeing what it wants to become. So we go on this journey together.
Berenger's fashion journey actually began about 6 years ago when she decided to quit her job of 18 years at the New Jersey Education Association, the teachers union, to chase a dream of becoming a designer. At 59 years old, she went back to school and then opened a fashion design business. She's twice the age of her competitors on Project Runway. However, being just a few years out of school, she has the least amount of design experience. She makes up for that with patience, maturity, and energy to burn.
I had the most energy. I had the most energy of anyone in there. I might have had the most aches and pains. I wake up every morning in pain because I have arthritis and I can hardly move my neck. But as soon as I start working in my studio, moving around, I come to life.
In a reality show driven by criticism and drama, Berenger keeps her head down and stays focused on the work. She doesn't get as much camera time, but it keeps her in the game.
Any room, any place you go, we all dress differently. We look differently. And for me, that's to be celebrated, not picked apart.
This season of Project Runway was shot last summer, and everyone is sworn to secrecy about how it will play out. We don't know when or if Berenger will be eliminated. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.